speaking with Hans Billy Moria, who's organizing something quite interesting on the 1st of April, which I'll ask him about later, why he chose the 1st of April for such a serious topic. And I'm talking about a production on the cards called V-Day, a memory, a monologue, a rant, and a prayer, writings to end violence against women and girls. Hans, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
For this brief conversation. First off, I mean, you've been involved in theatre for quite a while, and I know you from college days. What kind of brought you to this topic, which is not exactly a light one and a difficult one?
Well, I think the reason we chose to do this piece was because we were doing quite a few workshops over the last year all around Sri Lanka. And what kept cropping up was the inherent patriarchy of Sri Lanka.
Yeah. And when you say workshops, is that theatre workshops or just...
No, workshops. We work in sexual and reproductive health,
yeah.
HIV.
Yeah.
So we would be doing these sexual and reproductive health workshops, Vaunia, Gaul, Anuradhapura, Colombo.
Yeah.
And the issue that kept coming up was this very, you know, how male-dominated sex is in Sri Lanka. And the issue of violence started to creep in. And this troubled us, obviously. And we were wondering, how do we bring this out? And we were looking for something local, actually, to start with. Are there any local pieces that we can do? And then we found V-Day.
Yeah.
And we went through the pieces, and it was not easy choosing those pieces because we wanted something universal. And that's why we thought, let's do this. Let's try and raise awareness about the issue.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
What's V-Day for those of us who don't know?
Well, V-Day actually is a spin-off from the Vagina Monologues.
Yeah.
This is not the Vagina Monologues.
Yes.
I'd like to make that very clear.
Yeah.
But it's a spin-off from Vagina Monologues. And I think even the Vagina Monologues has a lot of violence against women. There are a lot of issues around rape. And I think the reason we chose V-Day is because men can take part too.
Yeah.
And I think the angle of men here and how men treat women is very important.
Yeah.
Especially with what we learned.
Why theatre, Hans? Why does it communicate, say, better than, I don't know, a program on, this is what you do, is it?
Listen, theatre for me, as the grassroots trust, we love theatre.
Yeah.
We do a lot of street theatre.
Yeah.
Even our HIV interventions are very theatre-based.
Yeah.
So even when we do like a 3-4-day workshop, there'll be a theatre angle in there to help the teams communicate their issues. Because we think theatre is very powerful. Not just street theatre, not even straight theatre, any kind of theatre. And we did this very effectively also in Pune, where we came up with the concept of disruptive theatre, where we'd go into a public space and we'd start acting out, but not announcing
that
we are acting something out. So people actually thought these things are really happening, which makes sure that they focus on what the, what's going on. What's going on? Is this really happening? Like there's an argument going on about anal sex. There's an argument going about why are you stigmatizing me because I'm HIV positive, and people are like, whoa, and they're listening.
Yeah.
So theatre is powerful.
And in Sri Lanka, though, I mean, I'll come back to the V-Day because I'm interested in the performance as well. And indeed, those who are taking part. But oftentimes, and you are no stranger to this, the immediate criticism leveled against performances such as this, which are held in Colombo, is that it is perhaps for the audiences that least need to be aware that they are held, and also in a language that is not as important as doing it in the vernacular outside of Colombo. Now, this is a stock response. But there is perhaps some merit in it as well. Do you aim to take this production
outside? I think that's a fair comment. I think that's a fair comment because, yes, violence does happen outside Colombo. Yes, the stigma and discrimination issues do occur outside of Colombo. But they do occur inside Colombo too. And I think this thing that, it doesn't happen with people like us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an age-old myth. I think, and anyone would admit that's age-old.
Yeah.
Of course it happens.
Yeah.
Of course there's domestic abuse in Colombo, with probably the target audience that comes and watches it. Of course, these issues are universal.
Yeah.
So yes.
I mean, in personal anecdote, I had spent about a couple of days 2 years ago in Nisankamalapura, which is off Polonnaruwa, a very, very remote place. And we were doing a training for new media, as it turns out. But what came out during the training was that the women, and they were basically female-headed households, were having a lot of issues with the police in the area, plus also their husbands, brothers, or sons who came back from war, and there was a lot of domestic violence, there was a lot of domestic rape. And they found, I mean, they wanted a media to communicate those that was owned by them and for them, because they found that mainstream media simply wasn't interested in the issues and wouldn't even deal with it. In your work, Hans, through theatre as well, do you find that it's also cathartic for the people who have been affected by these to witness these and maybe learn something about how they can address it?
I think it is cathartic.
Are you trying to empower those victims through your theatre or educate them?
First of all, I won't call them victims.
Yeah.
Because if they've gone through it, they've survived it.
Yeah.
Now, even in our work with HIV, we don't use the word victim.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to further victimize, you know. So there's a focus on surviving what has happened.
Yeah. But to survive, you need to know what to do.
You need to know what to do.
To cope.
Or... And I think part of this is also, listen, we've tied up with the Gender-Based Violence Forum. So they're going to be there. The helplines are going to be there. We're going to give this, although we're doing universal pieces, we're going to give this a very local flavor.
And that's what I was going to ask you, actually. Yes. Have you adapted any of the scripts? Or
We've adapted a little bit here and there. Yeah. V-Day restrictions are very clear. We are official. We can't change a line here. We can't change a line there.
But the themes, I would imagine, are resonant.
We've tried hard to choose those pieces.
Yeah, which apply. Yeah.
Which apply.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've whittled it down to about 13 pieces from over 40.
Yeah.
There was a lot on Africa. There was a lot on the African-American experiences. But we've tried to choose something that can resonate locally, too.
Yeah.
But coming back to your point, local flavor. So we're going to be giving out statistics. The Gender-Based Violence Forum will be there with their material.
Sure.
There'll be helpline numbers.
Yeah.
So even though we think this kind of society maybe it's not an issue for them, I wouldn't be too surprised if those helplines are called after this show.
Mm.
But let me be very clear. We will not be doing V-Day again in Sri Lanka.
Yeah. Yeah.
The next time, and there will be a next time.
Yeah.
It will be local.
Yeah.
Most probably in Sinhala.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're working with the Sinhala team right now to make that happen.
And in terms of rumor has it that you have a stellar cast lined up for the 1st of April. Who can we expect to see performing these?
Yeah.
And they are challenging pieces. To perform.
Listen, right? they're very challenging pieces.
And the audience shouldn't come to this expecting to sit back and enjoy a theatrical performance. I mean, they can, but it's going to be hard, hitting.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a comedy.
No.
It's not a comedy.
Yeah, there will be
There will be laughter.
Comic relief. Yeah.
There will be laughter. You need a bit of laughter in this. It needs that catharsis. You need to laugh. My God, you need to laugh.
Yeah.
But you will go away thinking, at the very least. And I'm sure the actors that are involved, Sean, Marsh, Dilrukshi, Ashini, Shanuki. I mean, these are great actors.
Mm.
Like, as a director, I've not had to direct.
Yeah.
You know. I'm just like, you interpret, let me watch. Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, Nidra, who is so experienced, and with Raji, they have a lovely piece, a mother and son piece, which is fantastic.
Mm.
Then Gayatri is doing a really nice piece too called The Perfect Marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone who's involved, even Anuruddha, and it's the interpretation.
Right.
You know, these pieces could have been really heavy and melodramatic, but because of the actors, because of their experience, it's just spot on.
And so they've kind of brought on a life to the script that might have otherwise be alien.
Listen, when I was reading the script, I was thinking,
how the hell is this?
This is going to be heavy. This is going to be heavy.
Yeah.
And then we gave the pieces out, and then these guys came back, and I was like, wow. You know, really, I just love their interpretations. Everyone has really thought about what they want to say with their piece.
If at the end of the performance, I mean, sorry, before I get to that question, why April Fool's Day? I mean, people are going to ask you the question. Was there? Is it just a coincidence, or did you?
No, it's not a coincidence. Yeah, we wanted it on April Fool's Day, and we were, and then there was a little bit of confusion. World Cup final. When's World Cup final?
Yeah,
especially Sri Lanka's World Cup final.
Yeah.
No chance
that in hell.
But then, second. So fine, no World Cup final. I think there's a delicious irony of doing it on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Because we are idiots when it comes to this, because we don't talk about it.
Mm.
You know? I mean, all the issues that I'm working on right now, Sanjana, they do come down in a certain way to sex. And I mean, I need to say this also. Don't bring your kids. Do not bring your kids.
Yeah.
If they're below 15 years...
It's an adult performance.
It's an adult performance.
Yeah.
If they're 15 years and older, if you feel they can handle it, bring your kids. But there's a lot of sex in here.
Mm.
Because sex and violence, I mean, again, age old.
Mm. Mm.
And in our work, what we found is the greatest barrier is that we do not talk. There's silence that surrounds these issues.
Yeah.
Be it HIV, be it premarital sex, be it abortion, a lot of silence.
It's silence, but also, Hans, do you feel that there is also denial? Because silence...
Silence is a result of the denial.
Denial, exactly.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course it's
and
a
that,
result
that seems
denial.
To be a challenge from our college days, no? I mean, of how you can, break the silence.
For me, like, whenever we do a program, we have a chakra
that
we follow. And the chakra goes silence, ignorance, fear, stigma, discrimination, silence.
It's a cyclical.
Yeah. So if you are silent, you are ignorant. If you are ignorant, you are afraid. If you are afraid, you will stigmatize, you will discriminate. And then the people you stigmatize and discriminate will once again be silent.
It's almost resonant with our country's larger ethnic issue as well, strangely.
Yes.
And I think
there are a few pieces on violence during war that will resonate.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't intend for
sure,
that.
Sure,
we are not trying to make some comment.
Yeah. But you are. But
we chose those pieces because it will resonate.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
If the audience wants to be engaged after the performance, learn more, communicate, even reach out for help, there will be channels available.
There will be channels available. There will be members of the Gender-Based Violence Forum there.
Yeah.
And like I said, the numbers are there, the websites are there.
Yeah.
We will be there if they want to have come and have a quiet chat.
Yeah.
Our numbers will be made available to them.
And I knew you were very explicit in saying that you will not perform V-Day again, but if there's a concerned group of citizens who actually want to actually take this kind of theater, say a local form outside of Colombo, would you be
ready?
Yeah,
we're ready. Like I said, we're already prepping a Sinhala team.
Yeah,
we're already prepping a Tamil team.
Yeah,
because we need to take this out in the vernacular. And having said that, we will be doing English.
Sure,
again,
sure, yeah.
But local English,
local stuff. Yeah.
Local stuff.
Yeah,
you know, we'll go out. We'll there are talented people in this country.
Yeah.
People who can write. People who can write stuff that is not passé. That is not cheesy, you know, because there's a fine line. There are people out there who can. So let's do something local. Let's do something that really resonates, and let's do something that makes us uncomfortable.
Mm.
V-Day is going to make you uncomfortable. V-Day is going to disrupt your worldview.
Mm.
But let's make it even more uncomfortable and even more disruptive so that we might get off our asses and actually do something about it.
Final question. To get off our asses, I have a very good friend who's politically very savvy and is not interested in this production. And I was quite surprised and indeed taken aback.
Okay.
Now, you can't force people to come. But to a person like that, what would you suggest would be the value of coming? What would you get out, even if you're a skeptic? Not necessarily in denial, but if you're skeptical about what the production has as a productive value or whatever. And these are, you know, sensitive people to the point.
Yeah, I think I might have been the same.
Yeah.
Because when you take a look at something, and if the pieces are talking about something outside of Sri Lanka, maybe you would feel, listen, this is not really going to connect. But I think at the end of the day, what we are is fundamentally human.
Mm.
And those experiences that have been put down on paper are fundamentally human experiences.
Mm.
So there is no way that you will not be able to take anything away from this.
Mm.
You know, you will feel, I can guarantee, you will feel
yeah.
if you come for this performance, at the very least.
Yeah.